what do you call those things that are, that you find that they gather up in the corners of the, all the, I guess up by the ceiling, and you have to take a broom and get them down. And I got them all over my house because I never do get them down. What do you call those things?
I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. He doesn't have to get them down, does he?
Wasps.
Well, now, if you don't clean house, you just don't know.
Spiders. Web. And a web.
Okay.
Web.
Would that be inside or outside or either place?
Well, they'll get either place sometime. I don't know whether we've got any in here or not, but okay. I saw them.
Okay. If you pull up a tree stump, you have to dig around underneath it and cut the...
That would be the easiest.
Okay, what do you have to cut? Those things that go into the ground? What
roots.
What all kinds of different trees are there around here?
All these heckberry trees. I can't name all these out there. Chinaberry.
Yeah.
Walnut. And this one right here on the corner.
I don't know. I didn't notice that. Okay. What do you call that kind that's only got kind of gray and white, scaly kind of bark? Bark peels off all the time, makes a big mess in your yard.
That's a cottonwood, I guess, right there.
Okay.
Big leaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here, one of them. Right.
What's another kind of tree that looks sort of like cottonwood, except it's got these balls on it, you know, and balls hang all over it in the fall, and then they drop off, and I guess in the late fall, and split, and then that makes a mess in your yard too.
Yeah, that's is it that tree right down there? I can't. That's just a round ball like a walnut, but it's not got no nut in it.
Yeah,
Has got a nut in it?
No.
No. I know what you're talking about.
We've got a tree in our front yard right now that's I don't know what's the matter with it, but it's got something. It's dying. It's about, well, I guess about 2/3 of the leaves are off of it now. And they started on one side. It's like bugs got, you know, and they attacked it from one side. And they ate away on one side and ate away up the top. And then now they're over to the other side. I got to spray that tree or we don't lose it. But you have to spray it at night, they told me. And you have to wait till the wind goes down. And those two things haven't occurred at the same time for ages. And I don't know what's going to happen. We have to come saw the thing down, I guess.
Yeah.
You'll help me watch for 11 o'clock, will you? Now, wait a second. My watch says 10:30.
That's what mine is.
That's what this says, 10:30.
Oh, I was looking at that up there.
Well, our electricity went off yesterday, and I never have set it back.
Oh, okay. It worried me. I thought it was back up. I got to go at 11 if you help me kind of watch. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Okay. What do you call that kind of bush that grows alongside the road or along fences, and it's got a long brown thing of berries on it, about like this in the fall, a little long thing. And leaves turn red in the fall. And, I don't know, I think they used to make some kind of tea or something out of the berries. You know what you call that stuff? Okay.
No, I don't remember ever seeing one. Well, there's any around here, huh?
Yeah,
it
may not be. I don't know. What kind of bushes make your skin break out if you brush up against them? Little vines and stuff. Bushes, I don't know. Okay. What all different kinds of berries are there?
Strawberries, dewberries, blackberries.